Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Crime, punishment, judges, legal stuff. My name is Nigel. Gun guy Relford here filling in for Hammer. These parents in Oklahoma filed a lawsuit against the Edmond Public Schools. They say their 15-year-old daughter was attacked and severely beaten in the girls' bathroom by, you guessed it, a 17-year-old male student who identifies as trans. So for people, again, who say this isn't happening, this doesn't happen, it's the exception rather than the rule, here we have yet another example of somebody being attacked in a girl's bathroom by a trans man.
And these kind of stories are scary to me, Nige. I mean, I raised a daughter who's a successful adult now, but I have three granddaughters, and it's scary to me because I can't imagine what my response would be. I mean, I believe, blessed are the peacemakers. I really believe that. But this happened to my daughter, my granddaughter. Bets are off at that point.
Look, I mean, it happened in Loudoun County, Virginia public schools. They covered up allegedly that sexual assault perpetrated by a trans male student in the girls' bathroom back in 2021. Remember that way? This is kind of ground zero for all
Absolutely.
This. And the victim's father was arrested during the school board meeting before he could describe what happened to his daughter. And then the DOJ called parents showing up to school board meetings. They labeled them as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, you're a domestic terrorist if you're concerned about a policy that puts your daughter or your granddaughter's physical health in harm's way because you're exposing them in the bathroom setting to aggressive males. How is that acceptable in today's society? But that's where we are.
And then, because of what happened in Nashville, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, warns the LGBTQ community, the trans community, that they are, you're going to face some increased threats from extremists. They turned what happened in Nashville, where a trans student or a trans person, I don't think they were a student, went into a Christian school, killed six people, including little kids.
Yes, former student.
Former student, right. We still haven't seen the manifesto yet, but we can assume that this trans student did not like Christian kids and the way that, their beliefs in terms of alternative lifestyles.
This goes back to something we talked about a while ago at the top of the show. We talked about, it's all about victimhood. And where a person who's trans can go back to their former school and murder poor innocent kids going to a Catholic school or a Christian school. Where society can look at that and decide who the victim there is going to be, the LGBTQ culture or in society members. That's how can you twist things on its head any worse than that?
Oh, at the Tennessee Capitol, there were protesters there holding up the number 7 with their fingers. 7, 7, 7. And they were saying that the trans gunman was the 7th victim. That is a real thing. So it was a trans gunman that shot up the Christian school in Nashville. It was an LGBTQ activist who threatened to bomb several targets stores because they backed off their pride apparel and tuck-friendly bathing suits. It was the Loudoun County, Virginia public schools that covered up the assault by the trans male student in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah.
But yet the DHS is warning the trans community that, hey, you need to be ready. You need to face the increased threat from extremists. Well, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But I got to tell you, there's another problem in all of this and another incredible negative that comes out of it, which is, listen, we have seen legitimate reports across the country of trans people being targeted, of females who are trans males who've been beat up severely, you know, or brutalized. There was a story a decade or so ago, someone was beat up out in the country and tied to a barbed wire fence.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
No, my point, Nige, is that because you're not saying it doesn't happen. My point is when we try to victimize or put people in the category of victim who are not being victimized, it's a cry wolf mentality. And I'm concerned not only about being unfair with respect to who's a real victim, like the poor innocent kids at the Christian school who were murdered, but also leading to a situation where we don't take legitimate threats and legitimate bias, you know, seriously, because we've falsely cried wolf too many times.